Jason Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back to now the second hour of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. We're talking about true love here on Valentine's Day. And of course, we want to hear from you, 855-454-5905. What do you have to say about true love? Are you searching for it? Are you in it? Are you hoping for it? Where are you with true love? 855-454-5905. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and you've just tuned in to Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station, Marriage Beyond the Vows. And I don't know if you've heard this yet, but we are having an amazing Be Beautiful Expo on March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. We'll have so much going on there, really empowering workshops and panels and entertainment vendors. I mean, it's going to be amazing. For more information, go to praisephilly.com. Tomorrow, during the hours of 6 to 8 p.m. here on Praise 103.9, I will have my wife with me. We'll be on the air. We're going to stop the hits, and we're going to reveal our panelists for the Be Beautiful Expo Marriage Beyond the Vows panel. All right, so make sure you tune in. Now, let's continue on here. Right before the break, we were speaking with Jackie, and of course, we have Paula and Dijon Anderson from Washington, D.C. They're on hold. Paula is a therapist. I mean, she's helped people counsel them in marriage for over 15 years, a clinical counselor, and her husband is an educator. Like I love to say, he will educate us on some things we can do better in our relationship. So welcome back, you both. And Jackie, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So you feel like you've had some problems since day one. Paula wanted to address a little bit. Maybe she would ask you some questions and help you out a little bit during this challenging time in your marriage. Go ahead, Paula.
Okay. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you? I did hear some of what you were saying earlier, and you said you've only been married for 3 years, correct?
Yes.
Did you notice any of these, of the things that you're mentioning that's happening in your marriage, was this present before you got married, during your engagement?
Well, I can admit, like, when we was going together, we was living together. He didn't ask me where I was going or, you know, how long I was going to be going or nothing like that, right? But the day that we said I do, things changed. Then he started complaining to people about all the wrong that I was doing. And and like I said, one day his sister and him came up to visit him, and all I did was move my car around the block so they could have spaces so that they can park. He went around asking everybody, where's you going? Where's you going? And then he going to tell me I was wrong because I didn't tell him I was getting off the porch going around the block.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like, I think you mentioned before, there's some insecurity there, and he may be just projecting some of what you said. You mentioned a past relationship that may be being projected onto you right now.
Right.
But, you know, without you guys sitting in front of me and, you know, going through a whole line of questions, because I could sit here all morning and ask questions.
Sure.
Can I get your phone number and I can just call and talk to you later on or something like that?
You know what we could do, Jackie? We can offline. We can, because we don't give out all that personal information. What we can do, right, if you hold on the line, Larry will get some information from you and take some of your info and we'll connect more offline.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds good.
And Jackie, I hope to see you at our Be Beautiful Expo. I think it'll be a great opportunity for you to, you know, really be enriched and encouraged and even empowered during this time in your life. All right.
Well,
that's March the 14th.
I'm not going to make no promises. I try to make I try to make it. But if I'm working, I'm going to try to go to work.
Okay. Well, listen, it's just an opportunity we're putting out there for you. But hold on and speak to our producer, Larry. Okay.
All right, have a blessed one.
You too. And Paula, thank you. Both of you, I know you're doing a great job. You know, times like this is really tough because I feel like sometimes, you know, we're hearing that person's, you know, their point of view, their struggle, their angle. But one thing that always makes me cringe is when, you know, someone tells a story and they're just like, look, I said this. And then they kind of like recant what their spouse says in this tone. Like, and they said, you know, you can't go there. And I'm like, mm-hmm. already, you know, they're portraying this, like, kind of like you can see the bitterness. You can hear it. And it doesn't encourage the other person. I'm like, if they talk like that to us, it's going to strike some conflict in their own marriage because right. it doesn't sound loving and respectful.
Right, right,
absolutely.
Right.
All right, well, I think we have time. I'm sorry to interject there. Go ahead, and then I'm going to bring in our next caller. But go ahead, Dijon.
The thought that comes to my mind, even as you're saying that, another, because we know the Bible is such a great tool for any life situation.
Absolutely.
And you won't even read the whole thing. So, you know, for the listeners who are listening, once you get an opportunity to listen, to read Colossians chapter 3, and it's verse 12 and 13. It's such a great scripture. One of those, you know, those stalls of a scripture that,
yes.
you know, a foundation mm-hmm. Of just talking about forgiveness, about bearing with each other. So read it on your own. There we go.
And I must say, I want to take the next call, but, you know, Paula, Dijon, you guys did well in picking each other. I think you should really be encouraged. You guys make a great couple, great counseling together. I mean, I'm honored to know you and definitely look forward to working with you guys some more. This upcoming weekend, seeing you guys in Washington, D.C. is going to be a lot of fun. Well, Virginia, right outside of Washington.
Exactly. Yes, we're looking forward to it as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and take, I think we have at least time to take this next caller before our next break. But this is Lenora from the Pennsylvania area as well. Good morning, Lenora. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is such a blessing to be able to get in contact with you guys. I listen to you every Saturday morning as I travel on to work. But I wanted to just say that my husband and I, we both had been married prior. This
okay.
is our second marriage.
Okay.
And we weren't in Christ during that time, but at this present time, we are. And when we got married 9 years ago, the main thing that we work on a lot is our friendship. Mm. Our friendship is, you know, to me, is off the chain, and that's how we fell in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And we make it a promise to talk to one another and not to disrespect when we have differences. We can sit down and talk and disagree in love. And if we don't agree, you know, we, you know, give the space, and then we come back and we talk to one another, and we keep Christ the first. He's first in our marriage, and he's first in our mm-hmm. lives, and I'm truly grateful for that.
So you're saying it wasn't love at first sight?
Well, we were friends.
And let me tell you something. Like, I think, I don't know if you heard this earlier, but Dijon and Paula were sharing that Dijon was confessing that Paula wasn't on his radar. And we're like, what's wrong with you, my brother? You know, was something wrong with your radar? But I think, you know, some of the best marriages start off as friendship. That's the foundation.
And
I think that's good. And so you had a marriage before, your husband did as well, before Christ. And now you have a very different relationship because
yes.
of your foundation in God.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
good.
Sir.
Well, let me just hear really quickly, Paula and Dijon, what do you guys think? I mean, we've been asking some with some of our callers, you know, do you feel like, or does that sound like true love to you?
I would say yes. Congratulations to you on having a successful second marriage. But I loved what she said. You know, she said our friendship is off the chain.
I love it. I love
it. That's going to stick with me because it's so true. Like, you're married to your best friend. And really, like, when you have a friendship, you think of, like, a guy friend or a girlfriend, like, you guys are, you're communicating all the time. Your husband knows, you know, your innermost you, and you can trust that person with your emotions, you know what I mean? And you can talk to him about absolutely anything. And that's what a friendship is. And I feel like if you don't have that, it's like, then
what do you have, right?
What do you have?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's so key. And I love that you said Christ is first. So you have, you know, for, in my opinion, like, two of the key things to help a relationship or to have true love in a relationship, which is Christ and a good friendship. So congratulations.
And you know what I noticed the difference, and maybe our listeners can kind of tap into this. You know, how you share about your spouse really is a reflection of how you feel about them. I mean, you know, the Bible says out of the overflow. And Lenora, it's like without even knowing your husband, his name or anything, I just feel like he's this great guy because you're just sharing about his foundation, the friendship. Like you wouldn't be close and in love and, you know, close friendship after 9 years if this man wasn't a great man. And so, you know, even indirectly, you can compliment your spouse.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If you would have just said, this horrible man never cleans up after himself and never does. And it's like, man, we would have this image, you know, of your husband that probably wouldn't be accurate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So true. I love that, Lenore. Well, I want to say thank you so much for sharing that. You know, we get all kinds of calls. You know, we do want to help marriages in trouble. But, you know, it's also good to hear people who are encouraged and maybe didn't always do it the right way, but then with God's help, with God's grace, has been able to figure out and really enjoy what marriage is supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Lenore.
That's the main thing.
And listen, I hope to see you at the Be Beautiful Expo on March the 14th.
I am looking forward to trying to attend. I'm a night worker, and I work on Saturday.
Take the day off. Come on, girl. We want to see you there.
I'm thinking very much to take that day off.
I would love to meet you and your husband. Please, if you're there, introduce yourselves and just say, hey, I'm Lenora, the one that was sharing awesome things with my best friend that we have off-the-chain friendship. I mean, do that. So, but thank you so much, Lenora. We are going to have to take another break real quick, but thank you so much for calling us.
Be blessed.
You too. God bless. All right. Now we're going to take this break. We do want to give you this number, 855-454-5905. And Paula and Dijon are actually going to have to go. So when we come back, we're just going to take your calls. Make sure you call in, 855-454-5905. Paula, Dijon, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed day. Enjoy this romantic weekend.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Same to you. God bless.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're talking about true love here on this Valentine's Day weekend. Of course, the world celebrates love in many different ways, but God has given us an opportunity to celebrate love His way, which, of course, we know is based on His word, on His grace, and on His mercy. So we're having some great conversation here. Before you do anything else, we do want to invite you to visit us in a few places. First of all, we want you to go ahead and check out our website, praisephilly.com. You can always search for me, Marcos Mercado, Marriage Beyond the Vows, and listen to any other archive shows. But we want to let you know, if you did not know yet, or if you still haven't, purchase your tickets for the Be Beautiful Expo 2015, happening March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. You don't want to miss it. Of course, we have amazing concerts and vendors and all that good stuff, but we will have a panel of Marriage Beyond the Vows. So I will be hosting, and tomorrow we will be stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, and we will talk about and let you know and announce who our panelists would be for March the 14th at the used to be Inspiration and Music Conference, but at the Be Beautiful Expo. Now, I know what some of the guys may be thinking. Be Beautiful Expo, man, that's for my wife. Let her go. Let me tell you, we're going to have a lot of stuff for the men, including the Marriage Beyond the Vows, the concerts, and there will even be a man cave. Yep, man cave where the brothers can hang out. And I would love to meet all of you, husbands, wives, engaged couples, those singles who are looking for someone. This is going to be an amazing, amazing event. VIP tickets are sold out, but we still have plenty of tickets for you. Just got to quote quickly. Go to praisephilly.com for more information. Right before the break, we had some conversations, and we had Paula and Dijon Anderson. They are actually not with us anymore. We're going to continue to take some of the calls here, and we're going to begin here with Joe calling in from Philly. Good morning, Joe. You're live on the air with Praise.
Hello?
Yeah, Joe, you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Joe, give me a quick minute. I want to give out this number, 855-454-5905, for those who've not yet called in. Right now we're speaking with Joe. Joe, so tell us, what is your comment or question for us this morning?
I have a question. Basic question and comment. My wife and I, we are in year two. We're in trouble pretty much.
Okay.
Denying communication. I listen to your show as much as I can. And I hear couples calling in, and, you know, some saying some of the situations sound similar. But, you know, it's at the point where we, you know, talking about going separate ways and of sorts. So
after 2 years, you guys are not doing well, not communicating, you're in trouble, and you're thinking about, you know, kind of parting ways.
Right.
Now, are you both Christians, Joe?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, do you pray together, worship together? You know, what's your walk with God like with each other?
Pretty much right now where we are, work consumes our lives.
Okay.
Outside of work, we have a daughter together, and I have a son from a previous relationship.
And the children live with you?
The daughter does. My son splits time between his mother and I.
Okay. So you have a daughter together. You've been married for 2 years. When did things go south? I mean, I'm sure you probably didn't happen right when you got married. So what happened in these last 2 years that things started going down, you know, spiraling downward? What happened?
Well, We were let's see, the first year it was kind of okay.
Okay.
You know, and then going into year two, it's like we haven't really found our niche pretty much. I'm not a communicator. She is.
You're doing a good job communicating right now.
And that's the thing, you know, is I can communicate with, you know, with anyone, but when it comes to her and I, it's, you know, I really don't have it. It's like I'm at a loss for words a lot of times.
Okay.
when we try to talk with one another, you know, it seems like it's not there. And I was listening to the other woman who just said about her and her husband, about their friendship is off the chain.
Yeah.
And we don't have.
And you don't have that. You're missing the chain. All right. Yeah. So a couple of things there, Joe. First of all, thank you so much for calling in. And you're saying you're not a great communicator, but you're doing a great job just even communicating. I take it, and it means a lot when someone picks up the phone and they call asking for help, because it means they want the help. If you didn't want it, you probably would even hear this and be like, hey, I'm just switching. Let me listen to some music. But you want to hear. You listen as much as you can. I want to share a passage with you, Matthew 18, verse 20. It says, where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. And I think, you know, there are scriptures like this one that sometimes we could easily kind of just glance over and be like, oh, that's cool. But you know what I believe this scripture means? And this is just my personal conviction, my belief, is that there are some things that God probably says, you know, when couples are struggling, and here the two are there, but that sometimes there needs to be three, meaning that sometimes we need someone else to kind of help, guide us, pray with us, counsel us, challenge us, you know, point things out in our relationship so that God could really be the center of it. And there are those times where maybe you and your wife, you said year one, you did okay. But sometimes when you get in trouble, the worst thing you can do is to try to communicate more, because what you do is you end up hurting each other and getting further and further apart because you're already hurt. And I don't know I'm sure we've all heard this, right? Hurt people hurt people. You know, and sometimes when we're hurt, it's like, man, then we have these unmet expectations we were talking about earlier. And when we have those unmet expectations, then, you know, we just seem to go further and further apart. 2 years is not a long time. I mean, you break it down to months. It's 24 months. You know, you've been together, give or take, and you have a child together. You've already had a previous relationship. You know, I don't think, Joe, and I hear this in your voice, I don't think you just want to say, hey, let me start over again. Because then you're going to find yourself in another relationship, and you're going to pretty much have the same challenges. The communication is going to be a challenge. So I would encourage you, Joe, to at this point really consider, how can we get some counseling? How can we get someone else, you know, give us an outside perspective on what we're doing and give us some tasks, some things that we can start working on forgiving each other with. And I think you'll be, you know, heading a lot more in the right direction if you did that.
Well, I'm definitely open to it. Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what I'm telling folks, because it's so close, it's literally a few weeks away. I'm encouraging folks to come out to this Be Beautiful Expo, to meet me there. What we're going to do is we're going to have a panel discussion. Tomorrow we're going to be back on the air from 6 to 8, and we're going to reveal who the panelists will be. But I want to be able to meet folks like you face-to-face, set up some time. And what we're going to do is my wife and I are going to be there for a while. So we'll be able to kind of really mingle and connect with folks, you know, have an opportunity to pray with you guys, you know, enjoy the concert together, the different concerts that are going on. But most importantly, just even kind of hear from you and your wife together. I think that's one of the beauties of situations like this, when we have conferences or expos and these big conventions, because we get to see each other face to face. So I would love for you to do that. I mean, go to our website. It's very, very affordable. I mean, the ticket right now would just get you into everything. And like I said, my wife and I plan to be there almost the entire day.
All right. Okay, because I'm, I think this would be good for us as a first step.
I think it'll be good, Joe. I mean, honestly, you want this. If you didn't want this, again, I don't think you would even be picking up the phone. I'm hoping your wife wants this. I mean, there's so much there to gain. I mean, really, it's an empowerment session. And there's going to be a man cave. So I'll be hanging out in the man cave with some of the brothers as well. But it's going to be a really good time, Joe. And I think, you know, from there, we can even have some conversation, my wife, you, your wife, the four of us, and say, hey, you know, what could we do to help? Where can we direct you to? Because we don't want to see you throw in the towel. And I don't think you want to do that either.
Okay, so as far as the tickets, I can get them offline?
Yeah, you can get them online. That's probably the best way. You go to praisephilly.com. All the information is there. It's the Be Beautiful Expo, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
Okay.
All right, well, Joe, I definitely look forward to seeing you there. Please introduce yourself and your wife and say, hey, man, I called. I want to talk to you. I mean, let's make it work, man. Let's make it happen. Let's look at it, you know, meet each other face-to-face.
Okay, well, you'll see me there then.
Absolutely, man. We'll be looking for you, Joe. Thank you so much, man.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, have a blessed day.
You too, thank you.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we still have a few minutes left here on Marriage Beyond the Vows, here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and I want to hear from you. 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. And like I was just telling Joe, our previous caller, we're going to have this amazing Be Beautiful Expo. And by the title, women, I know you're going to be in the house. I know the sisters will be there. It's going to be so much empowerment and resources and encouragement for the ladies. But guess what, fellas? When the women are there, we'll be there in the house as well. So we'll have the man cave. We'll even have a kids zone. I mean, it's really for the whole family. And we'll have concerts, both from the gospel stations, the boom hip hop station, the old school station as well. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. Tomorrow from 6 to 8 here on Praise 103.9, my wife and I will be here on the air. And you don't always get to hear from my wife, but you'll be hearing from my wife. And we're going to be talking to you and sharing. And one of the things we're going to do, we're going to give a special announcement and share with everyone who our panelists will be this year for the Marriage Beyond the Vows panel on March the 14th at the Be Beautiful Expo. So you don't want to miss it. Now, what I want to do right now is just want to take a quick minute and go over to Facebook, because we have this opportunity. And sometimes we don't get to do this and you know, get on the air and be able to share with everyone. But we want to. We want to do that right now. What I want to do is I want to encourage you, if you've not done this already, to go to facebook.com/beyondthevows and hit the like button. Of course, there are thousands of you who've liked us, and we're very grateful and appreciative for that. But we want to go ahead and have some great conversations, you know, on the air, but of course also through the internet. And we get many, many questions. I do want to share one that I think it's a little funny. This was actually, I think, on my personal Facebook page, but I had to share it because it's from a singles perspective. Hopefully I can find it real quick. I'm not currently on Facebook. I'm trying to log on right now. But here we are. The couple of single guys there were sharing, and I don't see it now, but they were just sharing, man, you know, is Valentine's Day overrated? Is it overrated, you know, or you know, is it all about chocolate and whatever? And, you know, just to hear that conversation, we want to hear from you. What do you think? Is Valentine's Day overrated? You know, as we talk about true love here on Praise Your Inspiration Station, we're going to go ahead and continue on with our phone calls. Again, we invite you to visit us at praisephilly.com to buy tickets for the Be Beautiful Expo on March the 14th. We encourage you to go to Beyond the Vows on Facebook so that you can like us and get in on the conversation, post your question, comments, and all that good stuff. And of course, we're going to go to you right now on the phone. You want to call in 855-454-5905. So we're going to go to our next caller here, calling in, I believe it's from the Philadelphia area. It's Felicia. Yeah, she is calling from the Philadelphia area. And she's currently courting, right? She has some issues that the family has taken. So we want to hear from her. Felicia, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Marcos. Good morning,
Felicia. Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. So you're not married yet. You're courting. So tell us a little bit about your relationship and then the issue at hand.
We have been courting almost a year now. Started off just as friends, dating, then we, you know, things just transitioned into courting. Of course, we are both Christian. We attend the same church. We worship together, Bible study together.
Amen.
Grow together, dates, just two people just growing in Christ.
Okay.
And, but his side of the family, just mom and dad passed away. So he has a lot of aunts and sisters. And none of them are receptive to me whatsoever. I don't think, I honestly wasn't even given a chance.
What reason do they give?
You know what? I think it's because they said it when he was in his previous relationship, I think over 2 years ago, his last relationship. When he's in a relationship, like he's in it, like he's focused and he distances himself or whatever it may be. And they just think, they believe like that's what, you know, I'll cause him to do. But I'm such a family oriented person that I wouldn't allow him or any man that I've, you know, in a relationship with to like move away from their family. And I don't say move away like out of the city or state, but like, you know, pull away from their family. And it's just that I remember I went to a Thanksgiving dinner and I didn't get a hi, I didn't get any. It was just so awkward being there.
Wow. So you were at the Thanksgiving dinner. You got the cold shoulder from the family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So here we are courting and thinking, talking about marriage and he don't have family support. Now, of course, my side of the family, they're like, great, we love it. You know, they all take their time, don't rush into it. But his side of the family just like completely cut him out, don't say anything to him. They don't give me a chance at all. They're not saying anything to him. So my question is, like, what can I do? What should I do? I most certainly, first and foremost, I do pray for them all the time. You know, okay. I say, God, you know, show me what I should do. Or if I need you to stay quiet, like, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, I think a couple of things, Felicia. Number one, I mean, I think it's awesome, awesome that you are listening. You're not yet married and you want direction for your relationship. You're even calling in. It sounds like you're setting yourself up for success. Now, these are the red flags that I think sometimes come up in relationships that we ignore. Now, you'll hear many different points of view and advice given out there. You know, some people say, hey, you don't marry the family, you just marry the person. But that really does depend because sometimes people are incredibly loyal and close to their family. And that's fine. That's who they are. That's how God made them. That's how their family operates. But if you have a challenge and you do get married and you move forward and that's not dealt with or discussed and it's not really, you know, kind of, you know, having some kind of solution for it, it will come back to bite you. And we've seen it. We've seen where folks are bitter, hurt, you know, then sometimes people don't even want to really deal with it. So what they do is they'll say, hey, I'll just go hang out with my family. You don't come. You stay home. That doesn't work. You know, that's not healthy. So I think the first thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you communicate. I would say with at this time your boyfriend, because you're not even engaged, correct?
Yes, Yes, we're not.
All right, so your boyfriend, but that's still important. You know, your boyfriend should be considerate of your feelings, your needs, your emotions. And so just say, listen, you know, I understand that your family's going through something, but this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. And how can we work together? And that we is very important. It's a mistake when people say you deal with it or I deal with it. It's like, look, we are a couple. You might not be engaged. You might not be married, but you're still a couple. Mm-hmm. And with being a couple comes some, you know, responsibilities, comes some, you know, expectations that you have for one another. And I think, listen, you don't want to have every holiday or every time he goes spend time with the family be in an awkward moment.
Yeah.
So how can you deal with that? And usually there's one or two family members who are really the backbone of the family, and if they are okay with it, then everyone else kind of falls in line. Mm-hmm. So it could be that really controlling aunt. It can be, you know, that grandma that really, you know, if she approves, then everyone agrees. I don't know how the dynamic their family structure is, but it's very important to say, okay, we got to fix this, especially if we're going to move forward. If you're only dating and it's not going to lead to anything, then of course. But it doesn't sound like that to me, right? It sounds like you have hopes and aspirations for this to move forward. You got to deal with it. And you know what? It may, I don't always encourage this, but in your case, it may even be a time for counseling and say, hey, we need to have some intervention here because this is too dysfunctional. It's too early as well. I mean, you're just a girlfriend. It's not like you're trying to take the man away from the family.
I'm not at all.
And I think you're going to have to show that, but it's really going to take a lot of communication. And unfortunately, Felicia, you are inheriting whatever the previous relationship brought to the picture.
Right.
And so you're going to have to go above and beyond to show them that that's not your heart. That's not your intention. But also, hey, that this hurts. You don't want to be treated this way. So again, it might even mean counseling together. But first, you have the discussion with him and be open.
Okay.
Don't be demanding, but say, listen, you know, I know we're just dating, but this is important to me. And if he's the man that you're going to end up with, he needs to really take that to heart. If he doesn't, I would say you'll be making a mistake to move forward in the relationship.
Okay.
All right. Well, Felicia, we thank you so much. Please keep listening. I hope and pray you come out to the Be Beautiful Expo.
Oh,
we'd love to meet you.
We already have our ticket. We've
come
been talking
on.
About it. I think the last time I called, which was probably like last month, you were saying, you know, first of all, we didn't know it was Be Beautiful because the other scene was different. Wasn't it a different name?
Yes. Let me tell you really briefly. We used to call it, what was the Inspiration and Music Conference.
Right.
And previously, it was only the Praise Station. And this year, what's going to be different is it's a Be Beautiful Expo. So it's a lot bigger, a lot more going on there. But also, we'll be joined by our sister stations, which is Boom. The Boom old school throwback hip hop station and the old school R&B station as well. So I think that, you know, it's a little bit different environment, but there'll be, you know, like, for example, there'll be workshops on women in finances. There's a man cave, you know, different things that we never had before. We will have a panel. I'll be hosting a panel. And tomorrow here, we're going to stop the hits from 6 to 8. And my wife and I will be here on the air and we're going to announce who our panelists will be. So
awesome.
Again, but you bought your ticket, you're in the house, you're in. I mean you have access to everything.
Coming.
Awesome. I'd love to meet you both. Hopefully by then, this is a few weeks away, we get to meet you and we'll celebrate because you've had a victory in this area that you called
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marco.
Absolutely, Felicia. We thank you very much. You have a blessed day and enjoy your Valentine's Day.
I will. Bye bye.
All right. God bless. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. We're talking about true love. And hey, guess what? I want to pose this question out there for you. Is Valentine's Day overrated? Yes or no? What do you think about the different things that people do, buy, and say during this time of year for Valentine's Day? So we want definitely to hear from you. 855-454-5905. Go ahead and give us a call. We still have a few minutes left, but we're going to continue on here. We're going to go to Camille, who's also calling in on line 2 from Philadelphia, and she has a question about her relationship. Good morning, Camille. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Marcos. I kind of gave a brief, I gave a question, but as I was just listening to the last person, it kind of got a little more deep in depth.
Okay.
My situation is very, very weird. I've tried to reach out for help. I'm not getting any answers. Before I married my husband, it was pretty rocky. I'm a very strong woman. And I think it's my controlling aspect that's kind of got the best of my relationship.
Okay.
But as I've grown and developed, I don't think it's so much as control as much as it is just the fact that I'm strong.
Okay.
My husband during the beginning was really rocky, but we grown to love one another and develop one another. He started out, unfortunately, drinking and driving and things like that. Mm. And I kind of helped and assisted him in coming out of all of the stuff that he was in.
Okay.
Once we came to a point in the point where he wasn't working and I was trying to hold it down for him, and I got four children as well. I have we had four children before we got married. It seemed like after we got married, everything went downhill. What I feared most would happen did happen, which is as I helped him get on his feet that he would leave.
So your fear was that once he got his life together, he wouldn't remain faithful.
Right, because we was having problems before that.
Okay.
But I just thought that maybe, you know, we could grow and we could develop and we're going to have some problems. You know,
all right, so was it a self-fulfilled prophecy? I mean, he got back on his feet, you helped him, and then did he cheat on you, or what happened?
Yeah, he cheated a lot, and I tried to walk away from him a lot of times as well, but every time I tried to walk away, he would try to hold me down and, like, you know, don't leave and stuff like that. The hardest part that I'm dealing with right now is throughout all of that, I could forgive and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But around the time that I got married, I also got very, very sick.
Okay.
And I got so sick to the point that all that I was doing to hold the house up, hold the children up, and things like that, it fell. And there was no help from me. And in the same process, my mother died in the same year, and I was pretty much on my way out of here.
Wow.
During that time frame, instead of him coming to see about me, he said that he was afraid and things like that, so he stayed away. Doing so, there was somebody else that kind of stepped in to assist me.
Okay.
And he got jealous of that. When we got home, that same person came back. But every time you turn around, instead of him helping and assisting me, he always did things that that kind of dwindled me and made me more and more sicker.
Okay.
So I found myself just fighting after a while. I found myself fighting and looking at him as, you can't be my husband. You're basically the enemy, because every time I try to rise, you're not there.
Question for you, Camille. Let me just interject, and I don't know if I quite understood this. So you got sick. He had left the house. Who was the person that was assisting you? Was this a man in your life?
Yes, I have male friends, but...
was this a romantically involved relationship, or
no?
Ever? It wasn't an ex-boyfriend?
Loyal. And first and foremost, I'm loyal to God.
Okay.
So for me to jump into a situation like this, I had the mindset that, okay, marriage, I don't know what marriage is about, because, see, my mother and father was married. So, you know, I didn't have any inkling of how marriage worked, but I wanted to understand how marriage worked, and the more I understood marriage, the more I began to understand God.
Well, Camille, I'm sorry, because unfortunately, this is the part that breaks my heart, is when we don't have a lot of time to go into everything.
Right.
So I want to deal with probably the biggest part here, and is, where is your marriage right now? Is he out of the house?
My marriage is pretty much, I told my husband that I had to separate, because I was, by me being so sick, I got four children, I was homeschooling, raising, and trying to take care of, and there was nobody to assist me.
Okay.
So while he's out there drinking, staying in the streets, I'm steady like, hey, I need some help here. I need you to go get some help. I need you to reach out. I need you to do something. And every time I reached out, he just kept cutting me off. It's like, you know, I'm like, well, what can I do to help out? What can I, you know, what is it that I can do? He's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
And every time I turned around, it was, I don't know. But the worst part of all of this is that he brought his brother in to assist me.
Okay.
And when he brought his brother in to assist me, his intentions was for him to not go further and for me to see that nobody could do this job. And unfortunately, that's not what happened. His brother began to do the things that he was called in to do, and now it became a friction between him and his brother.
Okay. All right. So this sounds incredibly dysfunctional, Camille. I'm sure you know that.
Fully dysfunctional.
Very dysfunctional. I mean, it's like, all right, at this point. Now, I guess the question of the hour would be, is it time to call it quits, move on, or do you still try to work on this marriage, you know? And I think, obviously, I've seen God do anything. I mean, God is powerful. He can do miracles. It will take a miracle for your marriage to not just
work. That's how I
work.
See that. It would have to be a major miracle. Because
let me finish here. Not just for your marriage to function, because you can kind of say, hey, move back in, you can make it work. But we're talking about your marriage to be what God intended it for to be, right? Where there's trust, there's love, there's loyalty. Do you think that your husband is open to talking and getting together?
No.
All right. So at this point, are you thinking?
Very self-centered.
Have you asked him?
Yes.
Okay, so he says
I've asked him. That's what made me get to a point where I said, you know what? If I don't save myself, who else will?
Okay, so he's really kind of out of the picture at this point. He's just... Now, one thing that brings a little bit of curiosity to me, and this always blows my mind, is when people who apparently have moved on are still jealous, because it sounds like there's still something there. And it could be their pride they're holding on to. Excuse me. It could be, you know, just the insecurities of his own manhood. But I think, Camille, at the end of the day, what you got to realize, you got to do, and this is a great passage that our brother earlier on, Dijon Anderson, shared. It's Ephesians 4, where it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bear with one another in love. And then it goes on. It says, make every effort. And it goes on and it shares about being unified and having peace. That make every effort part is the key that I always ask folks. Always ask them. Listen, you have to make sure you've done everything you could to make this work. And if you have, then what else can you do? You know, Camille, I want to invite you to just hold on a moment. Speak to our producer. I would love to speak to you a little bit more offline because we are out of time.
Okay.
For all of our listeners, we want to say thank you so much for yet another great show of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station, home of the Be Beautiful Expo coming up on March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. You can go get your tickets right now at praisephilly.com. And of course, last but not least, we will be revealing a special announcement tomorrow here on 103.9 from 6 to 8. My wife, Amaryllis, will be with me tomorrow, and we're going to reveal our panelist for the Marriage Beyond the Vows panel discussion at the Be Beautiful Expo. That's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it. It will be off the chain. And with that, I just want to say thank you, a very special thank you to our producer, Larry Fowler. I won't do the Larry stuff, but Larry Fowler. And, man, you do a great job. Again, we look forward to connecting with you all tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. here on Praise 103.9. Have a blessed and amazing Valentine's Day full of love and romance. God bless.